Bharat Khanna, welcome to SBS Radio.
Hi, Shamsher.
Bharat, we know about your story, the way you worked at 7-Eleven, and then you had to fight for your rights. First of all, tell us about your experience at 7-Eleven.
For me, it was when I came new to this country, I had no idea how to find a job. And when I was trying to find jobs visiting nearby stores or anything, what I recognized was like that most of these stores had the same issue, like they were exploiting a lot of staff. Mm-hmm. And when I tried to find out what the rate was, it was between $10 and $13. So wherever you go, I mean to say, when it comes to a franchising model, wherever you go, I used to find out that it was happening. And eventually when I approached a 7-Eleven and gave them a call, and he asked me to come down for an interview. I went down for an interview and I got selected. And later on, I was told that I would be paid between $10 and $13. After working for 1 month, I started working as a manager. I was handling the store for the franchise. I was doing everything from him, right from helping the staff, going to the bank, depositing money, any issues at the store. Staff used to call me when I was at home. Mm-hmm. And eventually, one day when I asked him that I need my proper pay, I need my proper rights, and I was asked to just leave. So this is what my story is.
How many hours were you working every day?
See, I used to begin in the morning around 7. Mm-hmm. Used to do all the back-end work till 3. Mm-hmm. And then from 3 to 11, I used to stand at the counter and serve the customer. So in a week, 3 days, I used to work 15 hours on express. Mm-hmm. Without any breaks.
Okay.
And on the other days, I used to just do the back-end work and help the staff when the store is busy. And depending on the work, I used to say. So I would say on a weekly basis, I used to do 50 to 60 hours.
50 to 60 hours. And how many dollars did you get for that every week?
That's a big question, because we never got a pay slip. Mm-hmm. And whenever we question about the amount deposited in our account, it was said that a lot of money was going into your tax bracket. Mm-hmm. And then eventually when I realized that there was a lot of things wrong happening over there.
But how many dollars did you get in your pocket at the end of the week?
Sometimes $450, sometimes $365.
For working 15 hours a day, 50 to 60 hours a week?
Yes.
From 7 in the morning till 11 in the night?
Yeah, it was a flat rate. That's how it used to work out. Mm-hmm. So what we realized after that was that the payroll system is set up like that. The franchisee never used to turn up to the store. He used to pay himself 38 hours, his wife 38 hours, who never turned up at the store.
When was it that you decided to blow the whistle on this?
When I came to know about the Four Corners, when the news came out. Mm-hmm. So I took a stand at that day that I decided that I should also stand up against it. Because it's been happening for more than a decade. And these people are making a lot of money by exploiting a lot of international students. So I took a stand on that day. And next day, when I told my franchisee that I will no longer work more than 20 hours and I want my proper pay rights. And then I was told just walk out. I took a stand at there, and then I decided that I have to take an action against him. And straight away I called up the Fair Work. Mm-hmm. So I made a complaint to them, and then I even thought, see, that SDA was also involved in that. So I gave them a call, and from there my journey began.
Okay, so Fair Works and SDA got involved in this.
Yes.
And were you also threatened, like most of the students are threatened, with the cancellation of visa by your franchisee, that they will report, etc., those kind of things?
I had that thing, like the franchisee did try to contact my brother and tell him he wanted the things to be sorted out of Fair Work jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I will not go do anything wrong. I just want him to, you know, mm-hmm. what he's done to me or most of my co-workers, he should pay all those fines.
Okay, once you went to Fair Works, how did things turn out? Were you awarded compensation in a fair manner?
No, I haven't received anything. As of now, the case is being proved. That's what I was informed. And the franchisee was ready to pay me the money. Mm-hmm. Since I've put up my claim with the 7-Eleven panel, mm-hmm. which 7-Eleven has a panel set up so that a lot of exploited workers can get their due back. and through the Fairwork as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the 7-Eleven panel did offer me in the month of December a certain amount, mm-hmm. which I straight away rejected, because when a person is working 15 hours on a stretch, he should be paid overloading.
Yep.
Overtime, but they did not never calculated that. And then again, I went back to them saying that see, the amount calculated by you is wrong, and I do not accept it. And
who had calculated this amount? 7-Eleven panel.
Yes.
And was Fairworks also involved in that?
Fairwork was involved, but like the franchising in the first place, he said I'm not going to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
And what the amount they calculated. So those two processes were going side along. And last week, Fairwork came back and told me that the franchise agreed to pay the amount, mm-hmm. which was initially decided. And on the same day, I even got from the 7-Eleven panel as well, the amount determined by them after reconsidering all my additional proofs, my responsibilities, because I was working as a manager. Yeah, so they took that everything into that picture and they calculated. And the amount was there was a big difference between the first and the second amount. Within 3 months, the amount drastically changed. So I was like, see, 3 months of hard work has paid me off and the amount has drastically increased. It's almost doubled.
So who do you think was responsible for not calculating your amount, your compensation properly initially, first time?
Initially, I would say the panel did not see all my proofs. I think what I assume was, in the system, my franchisee put 20 hours, for mm-hmm. example.
Mm-hmm.
So since it was basically portrayed as it's a half-pay scam,
mm-hmm.
they just doubled that amount and gave me an amount.
Right.
That was not in my case. It's not a half-pay scam. It's much, much
bigger than
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because they have to calculate all the overloading and everything.
You've been working with SDA. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your experiences even after the scam blew out. What is happening now? You've been meeting a lot of 7-Eleven employees. What do they tell you?
Yes. My basic job was to attend 7-Eleven employees present or past and see what's happening in the stores. And I was working particularly in the Newcastle and the Central Coast of New South Wales. And what I found out was currently, everybody said yes, they were underpaid in the first place, and 99% of them have put up their claim.
Are they still being underpaid?
Yes, most of the situation, yes, because the new technique what franchises have found out is that make them work as per the legal requirement of their visa. That's 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They used to get two shifts of 8-8 hours,
mm-hmm.
so that's 16 hours, and they were paid as per the pay rate.
Mm-hmm.
But what was happening behind those was that they were asked to go to the ATM, withdraw a certain amount, what was like between the franchisee and them. Some
mm-hmm.
were paying 16, some were paying 15. And the difference was removed from the ATM and handed over to the franchisee or the manager. So this way they had no proof like what was happening. I had an instance where a staff was directly depositing the money in the franchisee's bank account. And when the franchisee knew that he would be caught, he asked the staff not to do so. But the staff said, no, I will do only that way. And eventually he was asked to walk out. And the staff did not speak out till date because he's too scared to come out. So these are the kind of things they've been doing now.
So
and most of the stores, they don't give them payslips still.
And Bharat, tell me about your experience of sharing your experiences with the parliamentarians. I believe you were in parliament recently.
Yes. See, my basic focus was when I met the leader of the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was that I'm from a 7-Eleven perspective. I can share my experience. But it was not because I was exploited by 7-Eleven. The reason was a lot of international students are being exploited every day. If you got time, you visit for 1 week and visit a lot of international students working, you'll understand that the exploitation is not based in 7-Eleven. It's on a wide range. I met the labor politicians. I even met all the senators.
Okay.
Just to give them a picture like what was happening in this country. It was not from the 7-Eleven perspective. There were other staffs with me who were from a different franchisees,
mm-hmm.
different stores.
Do they have Do they have similar stories to share?
Yes. Yes, and there were a lot of local Australians as well with whom it was happening. So it's not
just international students.
It's on a bigger picture to international, but it's also happening mm-hmm. with the local Australians. So we want that to stop.
Bharat Khanna, thank you very much for talking to SBS Punjabi.
Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.